signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons in yet another cup final tomorrow, away to Mark McGee's Motherwell. Dave Galloway, you've been speaking, as ever, to the manager.
Yes, and Derek says Mark McGee's got the Steelmen playing some impressive football.
They are a good side. You know, I think there's been that improvement. They've been through a wee stage of losing some late goals, and that impacted on the results. But, you know, listening to Mark and having seen them as well, the performance wasn't too much different from when they were winning games. So now they've managed to get a bit of good form going. You know, I'm not surprised with that. You know, I think that everybody's working hard to find form or keep their form. For teams in and around that area where Motherwell are at the minute, there's still points to be won to get them away from that playoff spot and make sure they're in the top six. And I think Motherwell are a chance to be one of those teams because of the form they've shown, and we've got a challenge. There's no doubt. They're very competitive. They've got some good players, a lot of know-how to score goals. You know, it'll be tough, but as I said last week, we aim to be a tough opponent for them as well, and give them something to think about along the way.
Your pre-match instructions to the players, Derek, I guess will be pretty simple. Same again, please.
Yeah, I think it's you know, we all want a similar outcome in terms of the result. You know, and result is the most important part, especially at this stage of the season. You know, but we'd sacrifice that performance. But you know, it's good getting into the game. We've picked up. We said a few weeks ago it was important. We tried to go on another run, and that's where we are at the minute. We're on a decent run of form, and we want to keep this run going, and I think it's important that we maintain that. But you know, just because we're on a good run, because players are playing with confidence, it doesn't guarantee anything. It's still a different challenge. We've got to be ready, game ready at 3 o'clock again to go and fight toe-to-toe with Motherwell, because you know, there's no much difference between many teams. We have managed to show good consistency often enough this season, which has got us where we are. But for us to stay there and to try and improve, then we're going to have to keep finding that form individually and as a team.
And you've got the habit as a team of grinding out wins where necessary. You play some great football, but you can also roll your sleeves up and get stuck in as well.
Yeah, we spoke about the importance of, you know, finding ways to win, but you know, I think that, you know, last week was a case in point where we could have made it a bit more comfortable for ourselves. But you know, Kilmarnock came out fighting. They showed their quality at times. You know, there's always an opponent there. It's not just about what we do as a team. You know, there's always an opponent, thinking back to what we said earlier, with something to play for. So we've got to overcome the challenge. So, you know, but we've found ways to win. We've shown that for 3 years now, really. We'll be clinical when we need to be, defend well when we have to be defending, and hopefully the outcome is 3 points for Aberdeen again.
And Dave, you've also been speaking to Niall McGinn.
Yes, Dave, and the Dons winger is delighted that a European place has been secured with 8 games still to play.
I think over the last couple of years, European football has been brilliant for the club. We've done well, but I think last year we went that wee extra round further and want to do that sort of next year again as well. So, exciting times for the club, and it's just a great place to be at the moment playing our football, and just long may that continue, really.
As regards European football, Niall, I guess the one question that remains unanswered is, will it be the Europa League or the Champions League?
That's it. It's obviously a nice place to be in. We don't know that yet, so we'll just keep pushing. And yeah, there's not long now until the split, but we want to sort of go in towards the split in a good state of mind, and obviously in a good position in the league as well. So that'll definitely set us up nice for the remaining games. So yeah, it's exciting times. We're looking forward to it, and just bring on Motherwell on Saturday.
The boys have been very, very consistent now, but that's something that Motherwell haven't been. However, if you look at some of their results, you know, they've beaten Celtic at Parkhead. I guess that gives you an insight into what they're capable of.
Yeah, Motherwell's always been up thereabouts over the course of the past couple of seasons, but before last season, definitely. They're an exciting team. They're playing good football recently, and they've obviously got a lift under the new manager, and they're definitely a force to be reckoned with. So we know we're in for a tough game, but us being us, we'll definitely be ready come Saturday.
Good evening, you're in North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me as ever, Dave Galloway and Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, another cup final, 8-game season now that we're heading into.
Yeah, 24 points to play for, and you know, a tough game, but it'll be interesting to see how fit and able the Motherwell players are tomorrow after Mark McGee sort of rattling a few cages with his sort of pleas for, I think, putting in the excuses early, as far as I'm concerned, rather than anything else yesterday. But the game goes ahead, so
Aberdeen will be... I'm quite sure, I would put a bet on just now, that Motherwell will have a fairly strong team.
Oh, they'll have a strong side out, but they will be missing Stephen Pearson. We know that he's out for 6 weeks with broken ribs and a punctured lung. Louis Lang, the centre-back, he's out as well. Keith Lasley has a dead leg. Now, sometimes you can run these things off. If they do miss Lasley, that's the heartbeat of their midfield, Pearson and Lasley both out, which is a boost for Aberdeen, but they'll have players that can come in and do a job, so it'll be a tough fixture for the Dons. But regardless of whether they've been at full strength or not, as you say, it's another cup final, a must win game for Aberdeen at this stage in the season.
Yeah, and just every game is now literally being treated as a cup final, because a cup final, you go to win the game. We're going to win the game in 90 minutes.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. Derek McInnes has alluded to the roller coaster, and he's loving the ride. He's loving the journey, and I think it's great. But you know, just taking it as, at the risk of being cliche, take it one game at a time. Win the game, tick the box, move on.
Okay, well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Before we get you chaps' teams for tomorrow and your ones to watch and score, of course, let's hear from the Motherwell camp. And here's their manager, Mark McGee.
They've shown that the situation they're in isn't phasing them. You know, they've went behind at Partick Thistle and they've come back and won. They've shown that they've got the resolve. So I don't think, whether it's us or anybody else, I think they're fully focused. I think they've managed to shut the whole thing out of their minds, and they're concentrating in that old cliched one game at a time. That seems to me the way they're doing it, and it's working well for them. So I don't think there's any advantages to be gained for any reason other than, you know, if we're better than them.
Do you think it'll go the distance?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if Celtic, you know, win their game in hand, then obviously, and keep winning at the same rate as Aberdeen, then that means they could might go into the game against Aberdeen with a 4-point lead. So a draw would probably finish it. But if somewhere along the line Celtic slip up and draw a game that Aberdeen win, then suddenly, you know, going into the game head to head, it could be the old swing omer. You know, it could easily need to beat. I mean, I would have thought that Derek would take today having to beat Celtic to win the league.
Mark McGee there, and well, Mark, a former Aberdeen manager, not the happiest of times for us Aberdeen fans, but he certainly thinks it will go the distance.
I think it will as well. I mean, you look at the fixtures between now and the split. Celtic are at Kilmarnock tomorrow. They're at home to Hearts on the 2nd of April. Then they've got two tough away games at Dens Park and at Fir Park. We've got the game tomorrow. We're at home to Hamilton, and then we'll go to Hearts. So there's nothing to choose. It's not as the case that one side has got a really easy run in and the other has all difficult games. They're all going to be tight, but you look at Celtic, and given their recent form, there's a lot of potential banana skins between now and the split. Then when we get to the split, who knows what's going to happen. I think it's certain that we'll play at Parkhead, and I have a sneaking suspicion that will be the first game of the five that gets played down there, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if we end up with Hearts on the last game, but it might be Celtic against Hearts in the last game and us against somebody else, who knows. But the great thing is that you know, every game at the moment has something important attached to it, whether it be the Dundee derby with United trying to get out of the mire that they're in, or the sides fighting to get into the top six. There's a huge amount at stake, but we've ticked one box at least. We've qualified for Europe once again.
Yeah, it just shows how far we've come. That it's almost, you know, it's just taken a blasé. We're back in Europe. Yes, of course we are. It's, I mean, there have been years when we'd have been absolutely shouting from the rooftops. It shows really how much Derek has taken this side forward.
Yeah, in the 3 years that he's been at the club, he's, you know, totally... him and the doc, they've totally transformed the club. And as the manager touched on in the interview I did with him, you know, to reach the, you know, European football with 8 games still to go, absolutely fantastic. Let's hope it's the Champions League.
Yeah, and Andrew, we're speaking before we came on air about how many, only Hearts, Kilmarnock and Dundee United potentially can't change the position they're in this this weekend, and some teams can go either up three places potentially or down three places. It's fantastic.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, there's been times in the past where you've got to this stage of the season and you really feel like, let's just put this season to bed, because all the games we've got are meaningless. There's none like that at all now. No club at all can afford to freewheel towards the end of the season. It's a wee bit unfortunate in as much as you're not going to see sides filling their, or introducing youngsters into their starting 11s very much. Then maybe we'll do it as we get closer to the very end of the season. But at this stage, no, you've got to play your strongest team because there's just so much at stake.
Talking of teams, how are the Dons going to line up tomorrow afternoon?
Brown in goals, Logan Taylor, Considine and Shinny at the back, Jack and Robson, the sitters, and McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Church.
Andrew?
Same team, but I've put Mark Reynolds in there. I think Mark has got pace, and Scott McDonald and Louis Moult are obviously the two danger men for Motherwell. Scott McDonald shouldn't be playing in the game tomorrow. If the compliance officer had done his job properly, Scott McDonald would have been banned for that elbow in Col Donaldson against Dundee United. But he does play. He's got a terrific record against Aberdeen, 12 goals and 16 appearances for his various clubs, and he's scored in 8 of his last 9 games against Aberdeen, and the one game that he didn't score in, he assisted in the goal that Motherwell scored. So he's obviously a danger man, but I think Mark Reynolds can handle him. It would be a bit harsh on Andy Considine to leave him out, but I just have a wee sneaking suspicion, and with it being his old stamping ground for Reynolds, the gaffer might go that way. But whatever, it's going to be a strong Aberdeen side.
Okay, and we'll stay with you for the one to watch.
The one to watch for me, I think the guy who we all think is having a terrific influence in the latter part of this season, the latter part of his career, is Barry Robson. I think he's galvanised the troops, and he's showed that maybe you can only get an hour at best out of him at times, but what an influence he's got in the side. And I think Barry again will rule the roost, particularly if Pearson and Lasley, well, Pearson's not going to be playing, but if Lasley's missing as well, the experience that Barry's got in the engine room could be vital for getting Aberdeen over the line tomorrow.
Dave. Shay Logan, fine winning performance, fine performance and winning goal last weekend against Killie, and the best goal celebration you'll see this season in Scotland. More of the same, please.
Okay, and the scoreline?
Scoreline for me, I'll go for 2-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I think Motherwell have got goals in them. I think it'll be another single goal victory for us, 2-1.
I'm fed up with these single goal victories in terms of the old ticker, so I'm going
they
to
all
go
count
for 3-0. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, that will do nicely. Friday Sports. This is North Sound 1. Welcome back. You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad, as we do every week. Let's start with the topic. Derek McInnes says he wants to win games by more than one goal. Yes, amen to that. What tactical changes does he need to make?
Well, Pac-Man 1903 starts this one off. 10 up front. We will concede a few, but we will bang in a pleth. That's a good word. I bet he doesn't really give a flock. I had to clean that one up. How he wins, he just wants the 3 points. Nay, as if we can catch Celtic on goal difference. Meadowbank Reds turn now, of course. Winning by 2 would be more comfortable. But at this stage, with injuries, suspensions and all the tension in the air, we can't complain about single goal victories. I would love a horrible, scrappy 1-0 win at Parkhead. Would you not? Yes, we would. Pie and Bovril Man says, we have a group of players who have become very good at grinding out results by a single goal. This is what kept us in contention all season long. So with 8 games left, let's just keep on doing what we're good at and see where that takes us. Come on, ye Reds. This from Landvetter83. Start by playing Hayes and McGinn on the correct wings. Keep Logan and Shinny at fullback to overlap and support. The rest can be rotated to suit. And Barna Red says, simply, I'll take another 8, please.
Yes, that'll do fine. And Dave, we'll stay with yourself, Dave, for the poll. Will the Dons do well on Saturday?
Yep. Yes, 83.3%. No, 16.7%.
Well, the Dons against Motherwell at Fir Park, 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. But of course, before that, the lunchtime kickoff sees Kilmarnock against Celtic. Killy with a decent record against the champions in the league this season. Dave, what's your prediction for that one?
The heart says Killy, the head says Celtic. I think Celtic might just edge this one 1-0.
Hamilton against Partick is the first of three other 3 o'clock starts in addition to our game, Andrew.
Yeah, I think Partick are far and away the better football side. Hamilton will battle all the way. I think it'll be a thistle narrow victory.
And again, we mentioned that every game there's something at stake, because Hamilton are still
Not
out the woods.
Oh, definitely
and
not.
Partick are flitting with the top six at the moment.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's so much at stake. You just hope that the fear factor doesn't spoil the enjoyment of the games for everybody that's involved in them.
Well, Hearts, Dave, they'll stay third irrespective of what happens in their game and elsewhere, but they take on a St Johnstone side that have been in the middle of a pretty turgid run, but they did get a draw against a new League Cup champions, Ross County. If we get time, we'll maybe touch on that, but Hearts, St Johnstone.
Hearts, St Johnstone, I think that one might just end up 1-1. St Johnstone, good in patches on Wednesday night. I saw them in action against Ross County, but Hearts are so good at grinding out results. I think they might just cancel each other out.
And then, Andrew, a game that could have been an earmark for television, you'd have thought, but it's the Highland Derby, Ross County against Inverness. There's always plenty blood and thunder in that win.
There is, I mean, but to be perfectly honest, for the Ross County fans, I think the game will be forgotten very quickly, because all they're interested in is celebrating their League Cup success, and that will be the focus of attention for all their fans tomorrow. Terrific victory against Hibs at the weekend there. As far as the match is concerned, I think County will win it, because Cali Thistle seem to have lost their way a wee bit, and I think they're going to end up bottom six.
Well, they're also in danger of getting sucked into things at the wrong end of the table.
Absolutely. I mean, fortunately, they've got a wee bit of a gap between themselves and Kilmarnock, 5 points, but that 5-point gap can very easily be closed.
Well, a 12:30 kick-off on Sunday for what surely is just about getting to last chance saloon for Mixu, Dundee United against Dundee at Tannadice.
Yeah, I'm heading to that one. That should be an absolutely cracking game. Both sides obviously desperate for points for vastly different reasons. I think Dundee United might just edge this one. I'll go for 2-1.
In League One tomorrow, Peterhead are at home to Airdrie. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
Airdrie's they're another side that's going for the playoffs. That's what's making the running is going to be tough for everybody now, because you've got three or four teams going for playoffs. You've got three teams fighting not to be relegated. You know, so every game that every team plays, there's something at stake. And Airdrie come to us on Saturday desperate to get ourselves in the playoffs. So again, we know that I think probably a victory would cement our place in the playoffs. That would, you know, be fantastic for us if we could get a win and just about consolidate ourselves in there. And, you know, obviously then we can kind of look forward to the cup final, knowing that, you know, if players need to be looked after or we can change it about and freshen up, then we can do that. So Saturday is a tough game. Airdrie's always tough, but we've done well against them already this season. Hopefully we can continue that.
And Jim McAnally, only a draw in midweek, Dave, but it be great if they could clinch that playoffs spot tomorrow against Airdrie.
Yeah, when realistically and a playoff spot is theirs, what a fantastic season they are having, and what a great job Jim McAnally's doing.
And in the Highland League, weather looking not too bad. We should have hopefully a full card tomorrow, Andrew.
Yeah, Brora Rangers leading the table. They entertain Inverurie Local Works. It's Bucky Thistle against Devon Vale. Second place, Cove Rangers. They should boost their goal difference at home to Fort William. That game being played at Harlow Park in Inverurie. It's Fraserburgh against Forest Mechanics. Nairn County travelling to Huntly. Keith against Wick. Rothes, Bottom Dogs are at home to Lossiemouth. Strathbay Thistle play Clachnacuddin. And probably match of the day is it the Hawks, where 4th place Turriff United entertain 3rd place for Martin, who are a game behind Brora and 4 points behind, but very similar goal differences. That's the big advantage that Brora have over Cove, is the massive goal difference.
Yeah, in the juniors, it's a bit of a mixed bag tomorrow. McBookie.com Super League, Bank Sidi, the leaders, against Hermes. Deverance side take on FC Stonewood, who could come off the bottom of the table with a win up in Banff. Dice go to Inverness City, and Stonehaven, who are still very much in with a chance of winning the title, they play Elland United. In the First Division East, it's Aberdeen University against Longside, Fraserburgh United East End, Lewes United at home to Cruden Bay, Glen Tanner, they go to Newmarket United, and Buckenhaven Hearts are at Heatherfold to face Sunnybank. The GA Engineering Interregional Cup third round, it's Bridgerton Thistle against Downfield and Hall Russell United against Lochie United. A couple of quarterfinals in that tournament. Bankery St Terran, good luck to them against Jeanfield Swifts. And Maud, they also have home advantage against Carnoustie Panmure. The Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup second round, Dufftown against Cooter, and Spey Valley versus Islevale. Morrison Cup Group 1, Parkvale at home to Colony Park. The sides having met last week, Colony came out on top there. Elginshire Cup Group 2, Bucky Rovers against Granton, Nairn St Ninian against Fockabers, and in the Archibald Cup Group B, Burghead Thistle, Forest Thistle. Just time very briefly to reflect on a fantastic achievement for Ross County last Sunday.
Yeah, terrific. You know, to win a cup just sets the seal in a fairy tale for them, in the same way as winning the Scottish Cup did for Inverness Carly Thistle, and delighted for everybody up at Ross County. I was actually at their very first senior game, which was a League Cup tie against Queen's Park up at Victoria Park as it was then, and they won that game 3-2 if I remember rightly. But brilliant for Jim McIntyre, Billy Dodds, and delighted for everyone up there.
Andrew Shiney, the only person to be at the first senior game for Ross County and Aberdeen. So that's it. Have a great weekend of sport. Of course, Motherwell against the Dons tomorrow afternoon. Have a great weekend. Come on, you Reds.